Thank you, Hope. Good evening to everyone. Thank you for joining us for this very important Local 99 Telephone Town Hall. We have quite a bit on our agenda tonight, so for the interest of time, let's dive in. First off, negotiations. And I want to remind you all that in little more than 300 days, the union contract with your employers will expire. Now, for those of you who are new to the union and to the contract negotiations process, I'll give you a quick summary of why your contract is expiring and what we can expect over the next few months. As you know, your contract covers important aspects of your work life, your wages, benefits, health and welfare, pension, working conditions, scheduling, holidays, vacation, all of that is covered under our current contract, which was overwhelmingly ratified by the membership almost 3 years ago. And each contract has a lifespan of give or take 3 years. So the contract that we're under right now expires March of 2026. It is an industry standard to set a fixed contract expiration date because regular negotiations of our contract help ensure its fairness as the industry evolves, as grocery stores change and how they appeal to customers and other things. We need to be able to change our contract so that we can take advantage of that. And as a reminder, when we were in negotiations just in 2023, Fry's, Safeway, Smith's, and Albertsons were part of a national merger discussion that would have been a mega merger combining the two companies. And so that is one example of how things can change fairly quickly. That is no longer being considered as we start to look forward to the 2026 contract negotiations. So soon we will begin those discussions with your employers. But before we negotiate your next contract, we do need to hear from you, from our members. And preparing a proposal is a lot of pieces go into that. We speak with union staff about issues that they see going on in the stores. What are our grievances? You know, what are they hearing from their stewards? And then we also send out surveys to all of you. And those surveys are critical to a successful bargaining outcome as your feedback dictates our priorities. So we combine all of those things into our procedures, our processes, and then we develop the proposals for the company. And as a matter of fact, you should be receiving the very first questionnaire about contract negotiations as early as tonight. Our ability to negotiate a strong tentative agreement will solely depend on our membership and how strong we are as we enter into these negotiations. The more union members we have at Fry's, Safeway, Smith's, and Albertsons, the more power we have at the bargaining table. The employers know how much strength we have. We know how much strength we have, and we need to make sure that it's at a peak when we enter these negotiations. Of course, at the end of contract negotiations, we will presumably reach a tentative agreement. And in order for that to take effect, it has to be voted on and ratified by the membership. So whether you're a longtime steward or maybe you just joined the union, you do have a lot of power to make a difference in these negotiations. And most importantly, we need you to connect with your union rep, shop stewards come together and help sign up new members in your store. Stay tuned. We will come up with more ways for you to get involved as negotiations develop. And for those of you that have been part of negotiations, maybe many over the years, I apologize if that was remedial, that you'd heard that before, you've lived through several contract negotiations, but I know we have a lot of new members out there and really wanted to take a couple of minutes and explain the process for all of them. Next, I'd like to discuss our campaign to organize our fellow grocery workers at Albertsons. Albertsons and Safeway are one company with different locations across the state, and about just under 30 of the Albertsons Safeway stores are operated as Albertsons. Many of you know that we do have the two stores in Yuma that we've represented for decades, but it's really time for the non-union Albertson stores and the Safeway stores to come together under one contract in Arizona. So it's unfair for workers that work for the same company as Union Safeway members, where Safeway receives better wages, better job security, better benefits that the workers in those Albertson stores don't. And that is why this year we are dedicated to bringing a strong voice to the Albertsons workers across Arizona. Now, we've already talked to probably every single non-union Albertsons worker here in the state, and several hundred of them have signed authorization cards, and we've invited them to listen in on our call tonight. So if you are one of those workers from Albertsons listening in this evening, I really want to thank you sincerely for joining us and taking the first step of understanding what the bargaining process looks like for our members, and how you, and all of your coworkers in those Albertsons stores can be an important part of building a stronger contract for everyone in our union. You know, after the last few months, we've heard loud and clear that they deserve a seat at the table, and here they are. In order to organize Albertsons and increase our union negotiating power by thousands of union voices, there's still a lot of work to do. If you work at the Albertsons and are looking for a way to get involved in our fight for dignity and respect and wages and working conditions, make sure you reach out to the Local 99 organizing department or call Brother Martin Hernandez at Local 99, 602-251-0454, and he can put you in touch with an organizer. If you don't work at one of the non-union Albertsons stores, but you want to help in the campaign for union representation, reach out to your union rep and they will help you get there. As many of you know, under health and welfare, our health and welfare trust fund decided to transition away from Uprise on the partnership plan. You know, the partnership plan is an important part of our health and welfare fund. It allows our members to live a healthier life by participating in a biometrics program, but also they receive additional benefits in the health and welfare. We transitioned from HMC to an organization called Uprise a couple of years ago. And last year we transitioned to the Optum company, and that just was really not a good fit for our fund. We quickly learned that they were unable to deliver on a promise to provide our members with immediate access to their health and welfare needs. And so we moved away from them this year. And so as a result of all of the difficulties we had with them, we've now gone to Southwest Service Administrators, our Health and Welfare Trust Fund Administrator, and asked them to come together and create a better program that should be easier to use. They're taking it over, I think it's June 1, so just next month, and hopefully you'll all find that it's a better process. If it's not, let us know. We want to work with them to make sure that they're delivering the best product possible and make sure that everybody participates in the plan if possible. So if you're eligible for the Health and Welfare Fund and you're eligible for partnership plan, please, please get into it. It's good for the fund, but it's also really good for our members. And hopefully we'll end up correcting the problems that we've had the last couple of years with the reporting. Also for retirees, those of you that are thinking about retiring, we've talked in the past about retirement seminars that we used to host years ago. And so backed by popular demand, we are hosting three different retirement seminars for our members who are close to retirement age. So if you're late 50s, early 60s, mid 60s, and you're interested in finding out information about your pension and about retirement, I really urge you to come to these seminars. They will cover the process of what Medicare is, how to navigate Medicare, Social Security, understanding your pension, and then a whole lot more. We're hosting the first one on August 12th in Flagstaff, which is a Tuesday, Wednesday, August 13th, right here in the Phoenix area, and then we're going to be in Tucson on August 14th. Now, I'll be sending out invitations to the seminar soon. It'll be on our website, so just stay tuned for more information. On the Stewards Conference, hopefully those of you that are stewards on this call, we are having separate Stewards Conferences, one in Phoenix, one in Tucson this year, for our stewards and activists in September. We don't have the firm dates yet, but we will be working on those. But with negotiations simply just right around the corner now, it'll be really close then, we need all of our leaders to be informed and prepared to take negotiations head on and to move forward to continue to build on the contract that we have. If your store doesn't have a steward, we're looking to train people to become stewards. So make sure you reach out to your union rep if you don't know who your steward is, and the union rep will either say, so-and-so is your steward, or, hey, we really need somebody. Will you step into that role? Thanks for volunteering. I wanted to try to keep this short tonight, and so there's a couple more things I'd really like to touch on. One is International President Perrone has announced his retirement. I learned recently from our international union that President Perrone, who has served our international union and has been a friend to this local for more than a decade, and then certainly for decades more as a member of our union, as both a international rep, international organizer, international organizing director, trustee, has announced his plan to retire. President Perrone led our union during a time of really unprecedented uncertainty for our union and our movement. He is a friend personally to me and certainly a friend to the local union, and I want to wish him the best in his retirement. And for those of you that have had the opportunity to meet President Perrone, either at a Stewards Conference or some other event, I'm sure he left an impression on you as well. In the coming days, our Unions International Executive Committee and Executive Board will vote on a replacement, and that should actually happen on next Tuesday. So just, what is that, 5 or 6 days away, the 13th, a new international union president will be elected. So that's all I have for tonight. Again, I really appreciate you joining. I like the telephone town halls because it gives me a chance to talk to all of you as you take a break in the store or you sit at your dining room table. I wanted to make sure that I got a chance to talk to you. Stay tuned. There will be an email tomorrow. We're going to try to recap this call. It'll also be on the website. So if you want to share information about the call to your coworkers, please print that off or email that to them. If you have any questions about anything discussed tonight, also reach out to your union rep. There will likely be more telephone town halls the closer we get to negotiations. So anytime you get the message from us that they're coming, please just pick up the phone and listen in. Thank you all again for joining us tonight. Have a great rest of your evening, and thank you.